Earlier today, we saw a wonderful thing as Pete and Catherine, David and Valley, dedicated their two boys, Ewan and Benjamin, to God. Ewan and Benjamin are so precious to their parents. And what we've seen here is them committing their children and them to seek God's will for these boys' lives. And I just think that's an amazing thing that we witnessed. And this morning, we're going to be looking at the subject of what dedication is. What does it mean to be dedicated to God? And there's two ways to understand what dedication is. The first way to understand dedication is when we dedicate something to someone else. This is what we've seen this morning in the infant dedication. It's also what we saw in our first reading this morning, when Mary and Joseph dedicated the most precious thing in the world, dedicating Jesus. In our culture, it's a rare thing to see people dedicating their children. What we see far more often is people dedicating something that they've made to someone else. And we see this most often in the books that we read. Because an author will spend so much time and effort into writing a book, and then often we see a few pages in that they'll dedicate that book to a close friend, a relative, or someone who's been instrumental in publishing that book. And for us here this morning, maybe the question for us is around the things that we have. What are the most important things in your life, your home, your family, your work? And with those things, will you dedicate them to God? The second way that we might understand dedication is being committed to a certain task or goal. We're drawn to people who achieve things that are dedicated. Think of those TV shows that we watch, the musicians that we listen to, the sportsmen that we follow, the writers whose books we write, that we read, the actors that we watch, the politicians who make decisions on the world stage. We're drawn to people who make a difference to our world around us or influence our lives. We look to these people as models of what it means to be dedicated. Just going to ping a picture on the screen. Does anyone recognize this guy? Put your hand up if you recognize this guy. I think 99% of the people in this room do. If you don't, you need to check this guy out. This guy is called Mo Farah, who encapsulates so much of what it means to be dedicated. Mo's won gold medals at the Olympics and World Championships in the 5,000 and 10,000 meters. And in a typical training week, Mo runs up to 135 miles, does two sessions every single day, and he doesn't have a rest day. And on Sundays, he does between 22 and 27 miles at just under marathon pace. Now, guys, that's dedication. In our culture, we admire and aspire to have dedication like that. We admire such wholehearted, devoted focus on a goal. For Christians, we're not just called to dedicate our stuff to God, but we're called to dedicate everything we are to God. The writer to the Hebrews says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." As Christians, this form of dedication is not about dedicating ourselves to achieving a goal, but instead dedicating ourselves to a person who's achieved all for us. We dedicate ourselves to Jesus Christ. He's won for us life after death, eternal life, true freedom, and has made it possible for us to know who God is. The second passage we heard this morning from Mark chapter 8 combines both of these images of dedication. It talks about the cost of being dedicated to Jesus. It will cost us everything we have. Verse 36 says, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" It will cost us everything we are. Verse 34, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." We read that dedicating ourselves to Jesus is costly. It could cost us everything. You might need to give up particular ambitions. Dedicating ourselves to Jesus might cost us our reputation in front of others, in our community, or at work. Verse 38 says, "If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." For some people here, it could even cost them their life. Dedicating ourselves to Jesus costs us a lot. And this type of dedication is pretty hardcore, isn't it? And it makes you ask the question, why will we dedicate our lives to Jesus Christ? And the message we find in this passage is, dedicating ourselves to Jesus costs a lot, but the cost is worth it. Jesus shows us that what we choose in this world has eternal consequences well beyond this life. The cost is worth more than our aspirations for the world. Verse 36, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?" It's not necessarily wrong to have ambitions or goals. I have many of them. But when a promotion, the next career move, or securing a postdoc comes above our devotion to Jesus or eternal life, now, that's a little bit stupid, isn't it? Verse 35 says, "Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it." It seems paradoxical, but Jesus showed in losing his life by dying, he rose again to live for eternity. And this is what he promises for each one of us if we dedicate our lives to him. And this leads us on to another reason why we dedicate ourselves to God. And that is, God is dedicated to you. He's always been dedicated to you. The words in the Bible of Jeremiah 1, verse 5 apply to us. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." He's known and loved every single one of us, even before we were born. God's always been dedicated to us because he's shown us in both dedicating everything that he is to you and dedicating that which is most precious to him. And this is primarily revealed in the person of Jesus. God the Father dedicated that which was most precious to him, Jesus Christ, who is God the Son. And in Jesus, the God-man, he showed us that his life of dedication, that he dedicated to us in everything that he did. He dedicated all of his life to his Father and to us. And he showed this dedication to us by coming into the world as a vulnerable boy and being born in an animal feeding trough. Jesus showed his dedication to us through his perfect teaching, even forgiving those who unfairly crucified him and forgiving us. His dedication to us is shown in his death and resurrection, achieving a way to relate again to God, forgiving our sins, and offering us eternal life in him. God's dedicated to us by inviting us to be his sons and daughters. He's invited us to share in everything that he has. He wants to lavish gifts on us. He's promised to always be with us, to guide us, to grow us as people. God hasn't got to do it. but he's chosen to adopt us. He's like a loving father who's always there, always ready to embrace us. God's dedicated to us. And we not only see that God is dedicated to us, but God has called us to be dedicated to him. But this opens up a question. What does it look like to be dedicated to God? There are many great examples of people who have lived inspirational lives of dedication to God. Think of Bishop Hannington, whose story is told in The Glass Window in the East End. He lived in the 19th century. He gave his life to go to Uganda to share the message about Jesus with others, and then in the end got martyred for it. Think of Jackie Pullinger, who in 1966 went on a boat to Hong Kong and worked with the triad gangs in the walled city. She's had the privilege of seeing thousands of people being saved from drug addiction. And these are two very unusual but very challenging examples of dedication to God. But there's an even better example of what it means to dedicate ourselves to God. And that's Jesus. Jesus is not only God's way of showing he's dedicated to us, but Jesus is the perfect example of how we dedicate ourselves to God. Jesus showed it principally in the way he dedicated himself to the will of his Father in heaven. He showed us how to do it. He showed us how to dedicate ourselves to God in both the good times and the bad times. He was an example to us. When he was tempted, he didn't cave in to temptation, but showed us how to be faithful to God in times of trial. He showed us how to live in times of opposition. When John the Baptist was thrown into prison for his preaching, Jesus showed us that we didn't need to shrink back or hide away, but instead encouraged us to courageously respond to it by living and speaking the word of God in our lives. Jesus showed us how to prepare for our day. He began the day by dedicating himself to God the Father in prayer. His life of dedication to the Father was demonstrated in his concern for the outcast in society and showed us how we should care for others. He showed us not to ignore the least in society, but to show us a life dedicated to God means spending time with these people. His life of dedication to the Father is shown in his love for the church, his love for the scriptures, an example we should follow. His life of dedication to the Father was shown in knowing his authority over Satan and the powers of evil. And we carry some of this authority too under him if we trust in his power and authority. His life of dedication to the Father was shown in how he prayed and asked the Father for things. He taught us the Lord's Prayer so we can know how to speak to God. He taught us to ask for anything in his name. He taught us to be persistent in asking the Father for things, to ask, to seek, and to knock. Jesus taught us the perfect example of dedication as he's forever interceding for us before the Father. His life of dedication to the Father was shown in his righteous anger against the unjust structures of society and how our hearts should be stirred by what is wrong. His life of dedication to the Father is shown in fulfilling the law, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. A life of dedication to God means God will transform our hearts so we can love him and our neighbor. His life of dedication was shown in times of rejection, in how to press into God even when your closest friends have abandoned you. His life of dedication was shown to be victorious over sin, death, and the devil. Our lives of dedication to Jesus means that we receive the gift of eternal life, meaning we're also victorious. If you want to know what it means to be dedicated to God, or what that could look like, look to the life of Jesus. Follow him, follow his example. He is the example of how we live a life dedicated to God. But for many of us, was there ever a time when you were more devoted to Jesus? We can just take that off the screen. We're now 2 weeks into the new year. Perhaps we've had great intentions for this new year and what it could look like. Maybe we even had some New Year's resolutions. Maybe it could have been losing weight, exercising more, reading your Bible every day, or something else. I had two New Year's resolutions this year. One was to get back running because I've been injured for the last 6 months. And thankfully, I can say the last 3 days I've been in my joggers, in my running shoes, and I'm not yet injured. So praise God for that. The second thing was that I want to be more proactive in sharing with others what God's doing in my life. And some of us may be keeping our resolve, but others of us may have fallen at the first hurdle and then think, what's the point in continuing? I recently saw the new Star Wars film. I thought it was epic. Like, I thought it was amazing. Could you just raise your hand if you've seen the new Star Wars film? Yep, that's less than Mo Farah, but still quite a lot of people. And I know people are split on whether they like it or they don't like it, but I absolutely loved it. And at the start of the film, it picks up where it last left off. Rey reaches Luke Skywalker on an obscure island on a planet far away from everything else that's going on in the galaxy. Rey went to receive training from Luke in how to use the Force in the battle against the evil regime of the First Order. But when Rey got there, we find that Luke Skywalker didn't want to train up Rey. Luke had gone into isolation from all the fighting in the galaxy. Luke was dealing with huge disappointment. He was disappointed that one of his trainees had ended up turning away to the dark side of the Force, who happens to be the villain in this Star Wars movie, Kylo Ren. And for this reason, Luke no longer wanted to train new Jedi, as he didn't want to risk this happening ever again. And here we learn a few reasons why he lost his dedication and had given up. Fear had gripped him. He'd given up because he was dealing with disappointment. He lost his dedication because he felt he'd failed, even though Kylo Ren and his rebellion was very much out of his control. He lost his dedication because he wasn't able to measure up to his own expectations of defeating evil in the universe. He lost his dedication because it was easier to do nothing than to fight against evil once again. Luke Skywalker had lost his dedication to the cause of defeating evil in the galaxy and instead wasn't going to do anything. And maybe when it comes to our relationship with God, we feel a little bit like Luke Skywalker. Maybe we're feeling disappointed in our relationship with God. We've been doing life with God, but God doesn't seem to be breaking through in prayer or in who he says he is. Maybe we felt that we failed God or failed ourselves, and there's just no point in starting again. Maybe we've put too high expectations on ourselves rather than asking God what his high calling is for us in this season. Maybe we've lost our dedication because things are getting a little bit difficult. Perhaps the credit card bills have come in from Christmas, or we're already exhausted from being back at work the last 2 weeks. Maybe we've lost our dedication already in these first 2 weeks of the year, all because it's easier to do nothing and not be disappointed rather than rise up to dedicate ourselves to God again. And maybe this could be you this morning. New Year's happened, you've made a few New Year's resolutions to God or committed yourself to follow God in certain ways a while back. But you've slipped back into the old habits, the old way of living. And it's now time today to rededicate yourselves to God. So what could this look like? Maybe you're here this morning and the message that God has dedicated to you has made sense for the first time. And if that's the case, what a wonderful thing. But maybe you've still got questions. And if that's you, can I strongly encourage you this morning not to forget what you've heard? If it's made sense or it's stirred up something inside you, can I invite you to take a small step of dedication? For you, why not make 2018 the year you dedicate yourself to finding out more about Jesus, finding out who he is, what he actually did on the earth, and whether we can really trust what people say about him? I'd really love to invite you on that journey. For others, you heard the message this morning and may feel like you're ready to dedicate yourself to God for the first time. And if you're ready to make that first step or would like to talk about what's involved, do you grab me or one of the vicars sat at the front at the end of the service and we'll chat through what's involved with that. And for many of us, it may be a question of rededicating our lives to God. Charlie, our rector, encouraged us in the first 2 weeks of this year to practice the presence of God through practicing the rule of life of praying morning, noon, and night in our daily work situations and in our home situations. And all I want to say is, if we committed ourselves to God this year and that, can we imagine the fruit of persistent prayer? Whoever we are today, the message is God calls us to be dedicated to him and rededicate ourselves to him because he was dedicated to us first. Nikki Gumbel, writing in the Bible in 1 Year app on January the 1st this year, said this: "The good news is that each year is an opportunity for a fresh start, but then so is each week. Every Sunday is the first day of the week, a new beginning. Actually, every day is an opportunity for a new beginning. Today is a Sunday, the new beginning of a new day and a new week. This morning, let's have a fresh start with God and dedicate ourselves to him. Amen."